Shakespeare's Greatest Monologues, Volume 3. Written by William Shakespeare. Narrated by Joseph Wyckoff, Alan Ball, Catherine O'Connor, Sean Fortunato, Barbara Figgins, Mark Lancaster, Jack Hickey, Michael Joseph Mitchell, Colleen Scallon, Robert Kuhn, Lena Rideout, Michael Downey, Ruth Kaufman, Tony Dobrowolski, and Noelle Kleiss. Henry V, from Henry V. Young King Henry V is something of an enigma. His reputation is that of a young scoundrel who carouses with drunkards and thieves and is unfit and unworthy to be king. But to those who know him best, he is, in fact, a conscientious and thoughtful man, cunning, politically savvy, and fearless. When King Henry lays claim to territory in France he believes is rightfully England's due, the King of France rebukes him and the two countries go to war. England, however, is hopelessly outmatched, and when the two armies meet at the field of Agincourt, Lord Westmoreland, one of Henry's kinsmen, wishes aloud that the English forces had more men to back them. Here is King Henry's famous response. It is performed by actor Joseph Wyckoff.
What's he that wishes so? My cousin Westmoreland? No, my fair cousin. If we are marked to die, we are enough to do our country loss. And if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honor. God's will, I pray thee, wish not one man more. By Jove, I am not covetous for gold, nor care I who doth feed upon my cost. It yearns me not if men my garments wear. Such outward things dwell not in my desires, but if it be a sin to covet honor, I am the most offending soul alive. No, faith, my cuz, wish not a man from England. God's peace, I would not lose so great an honor as one man more, methinks, would share from me for the best hope I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?